Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, my name is Robert Shannon Fife, and you tuned in to the Word of Faith broadcast. I'm coming to you with a teaching concerning the doctrine of faith, but how to get healed and stay healed. Now, it's good to get healed and stay healed, but the best thing is to live in divine health. Well, the answer to that, this is how to get healed and stay healed is become converted and born again, because healing is in the atonement. A lot of times we try to separate salvation from healing, but actually they go together, because healing is in the atonement. The gospel teaches that forgiveness of sins and healing of the body go hand in hand. If ministered would teach all the gospel, people would have faith in both healing and forgiveness and would get both at the time of being saved from sin. Now, the following scripture prove that both benefits were provided in the sacrifice of Calvary. Matthew chapter 8, verses 16 through 17. It says, Himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. Jesus took it at the whipping post. Now I'm going to quote you all that verse there. Matthew chapter 8, verse 16 and 17. Said, when the even was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirit with his word and healed all that were sick, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. Now notice this here. When the even was come, so we know about what time of day this happened. They brought unto him, probably it was the disciples, maybe others, many that were possessed with devils. Now, there was people that were possessed with devils back then. There's people that are possessed with devils today. And he cast out the spirits with his word. We always need to follow the pattern of Jesus. How did Jesus do it? That's how we are to do it. And Jesus cast out the spirit with his word. You and I have the authority of the believer that we can also cast out spirits with the word of God and healed all that were sick, not just some, not just a selected few, all that were sick. Everybody they brought to Jesus. Everybody that came to Jesus in faith got healed. Not a one was turned away. Not one did Jesus say, it's not my timing. Not one time did he say, no, it's not my will. But the Bible said, and healed all that were sick. Verse 17, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah, that's Isaiah, the Old Testament prophet, the prophet, saying, now Isaiah is talking about Jesus. Isaiah is looking to the cross. Himself, that Jesus, took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses. If Jesus took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses, we don't have to. And then he goes on and he says in 1 Peter 2:24, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. Were. Now Peter's looking back at the cross. We need to make our confession. I'm healed according to the word of God. I'm healed by the stripes of Jesus. Now the following passages prove that both forgiveness of sins and healing of the body should be received at one time. Psalm 103:3 says, who forgive us all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases. Notice that. They go in hand to hand together. We're not to separate them. Who forgiveth all. Note that, the word all. All thine iniquities. Who healeth all thy diseases. He'll heal whatever wrong with you. And Matthew chapter 9, verse 5. Notice this. For whether it's easier to say, thy sin be forgiven thee, or to say, arise and walk. Did you know Jesus is saying here, it's just as easy to be healed as it is to be forgiven of sin. Now in Jesus' day, the religious leaders, the Pharisees, the Sadducees, and the scribes, and then them, they had a problem with Jesus when he forgave sin. The Pharisees had a problem with that. But they believed that he could heal. But now, seems like today, things have changed. Now, people believe, well, he can forgive sin, but I don't know about healing. But I'm here to tell you what the Word of God says. It's just as easy to be healed as it is to be forgiven of your sins. And he says in Matthew chapter 13, verse 15, for this people's heart is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of the hearing, and their eyes they have closed. Notice this. Lest at any time they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears and should understand with their heart, and notice this, and should be converted, and I should heal them. What was stopping them? Their religious tradition. A lot of people, they've been taught religious tradition. Religious tradition and unbelief is two reasons that a lot of people does not get healed. And in James chapter 5, verse 14 through 16, James, the half-brother of the Lord Jesus, is any sick among you? He asked the question, well, it should be, there shouldn't be none. Because when we receive Jesus, we receive healing. If we had good teachers of the word, good preachers of the word that taught us that you can get healed the same time you get saved. In other words, then there wouldn't be no sick among us. But James said, is any sick among you? Well, if there is, let him call for the elders, that's the preaching elders of the church, and let them pray over him, the elders, anointing him with oil. They need to anoint them with oil. In the name of the Lord. Now notice this here. And the prayer of faith, not just any kind of prayer, but a specific kind of prayer. The prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. It's the elders that does the praying, the prayer of faith, and the Lord raises them up. And if he has committed sins, that is the person that asking for prayer, notice this, they shall be forgiven him. Means forgiveness of sin and healing goes hand in hand. It is very clear that healing is just as easy to receive from God as forgiveness of sins. Now, I know that may be like a new concept to some people, but that's what the Word of God says. Both can be received by the same simple faith in God and asking in the name of Jesus. Healing is part of your salvation. Do not be cheated out of it any more than you permit yourself to be cheated out of forgiveness of sins. Now, number two, you got to have faith in God for healing. If one will ask God for healing and believe it is done as he is taught to ask for forgiveness of sin, it will be done. One should never doubt for one moment that God will heal him. just as he is taught to believe in forgiveness of sin. Resist doubting that you've been healed, just as you would resist the temptation to doubt that God has forgiven you. Men are taught to accept salvation by faith and count it done whether they feel it or not. They have taught that God has forgiven them regardless of feelings. If they will but believe it, they are saved. So it is with healing of the body, after prayer has been completed and healing has been asked for, one should likewise count it done and believe it regardless of feelings, symptoms, or outward evidences to the contrary. If one will maintain that he is healed, just as he must know that he is forgiven, God will confirm the healing just as he does forgiveness of sin. This fact cannot be overemphasized, as healing depends much on this firm stand that prayer has been heard and answered. If you want the benefits of the gospel, do what is required to get these benefits, and you will not fail to get them. If you are not saved, and if you have not followed the instructions and been taught here, you must do so if you want results. Now, God will even heal a sinner, because it's the goodness of God that leads men to repentance. We cannot guarantee the benefits according to the gospel unless you meet these conditions. Are the benefits worth the effort in meeting the condition? If they are, then do as you are instructed. If they are not worth the effort to believe God without a waiver, then do not fret, because you do not get what you want. You cannot expect God to be a respecter of persons and give you these benefits when you fail to do as he requires. God is not that kind of God, and he will not break his laws for anyone. He knows that every individual can, if he will, choose to meet the conditions of unwavering faith. Do not baby yourself any longer or complain that it is hard to believe. This very attitude is sinful, and you should ask God to forgive you for believing lies and Satan and preference to truth and God. As long as you cooperate with Satan and allow unbelief, you cannot cooperate with God and exercise true faith. One cannot serve two masters or have faith and unbelief in his life at the same time. If you have repented of your sins and your unbelief, you have a right, a perfect right according to the gospel, to get what the gospel promises and what Christ died to give you. So it is all important to get rid of unbelief and have simple, childlike faith in God for healing, for material prosperity, and for anything that is asked of God. Faith is required, according to Matthew chapter 21, verse 21 through 22. It says, Jesus answered and said unto them, Verily I say unto you, if you have faith and doubt not, ye shall not only do this which is done to the fig tree, but also if ye shall say unto this mountain, Be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, it shall be done. And all things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive. Now notice this. Jesus answered. So apparently somebody asked him a question. Jesus answered and said unto them, probably the disciples, Verily I say unto you, if you have faith, well, you do have faith if you're born again. When you're born again, God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. Now what you do with that faith will be up to you. Your faith can grow. One way is faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. He said, if you have faith and doubt not. Well, we're not to doubt. You shall not only do this, which is done to the fig tree, just like Jesus did, but also if you shall say unto this mountain, you need to speak to your mountain. You need to speak to your situation, your problem. I don't know what your problem would be. Maybe it's sickness in your body. Maybe it's a tumor or a growth. You need to speak to it. That's your mountain. And you need to command it to go. Command it to be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea. Maybe it's finances. You need to speak the end results. I call myself blessed. I call myself prosperous. I call myself rich in Jesus' name. And the Bible says, he said, but also if you shall say unto this mountain, are you talking to your mountain or are you letting your mountain talk to you? Be thou removed. You got to tell your mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea. It shall be done. The law of faith is believe with the heart, say with the mouth. That's where faith is. Faith is in two places, in the heart and in the mouth. And all things, Jesus said, whatsoever you shall ask in prayer. Note that, all things that the Word of God promises, whatsoever you shall ask in prayer, believing. We're believers. That's what believers do. They believe. Ye shall receive. Got to learn to be good receivers. There's not a problem on God's end. There'll only be a problem on the receiving end. Did you receive? Someone told me one time, well, this person had a lot of faith. Well, my question is, did they receive? They didn't get their healing. They didn't receive. A lot of people, they'll waver. They'll get in unbelief. Mark chapter 9, verse 23 says, Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. Notice the first two words of this verse. I like this. Jesus said. You know, that's all that matters. That trumps everything. Jesus said unto him. In other words, Jesus is saying, if thou canst believe. Well, you can if you are a believer. Notice the next word, all. All things are possible to him that believeth. In other words, people may say, well, the cancer is in stage 4. Too far gone. The Bible says all things are possible to him that believeth. I don't care if the doctor says you only got 3 days to live. All things are possible to him that believeth. Mark chapter 11, verse 22-24. And Jesus answering saith unto them, have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. I have just noticed something. Never noticed it before until I just read this. And I don't know how many times I've read Mark 11, 24, how many times I've preached Mark 11, 24, and I just now saw this. How many times it says in verse 24, ye, my goodness. Here he said in verse 22, Mark 11, 22, and Jesus answering, so he's answering the question again, saith unto them, the disciples, have faith in God. The original Greek says, have the God kind of faith. You and I can have the God kind of faith. He wouldn't tell us to do something we couldn't do. For verily I say unto you, who said it? Jesus did. That whosoever, This is a spiritual law that will work for whosoever shall say unto this mountain. Notice the word say. You got to talk to your mountain. Be thou removed. That's what you say to your mountain. And be thou cast into the sea. That's what you say to your mountain. And shall not doubt in his heart. That's the condition. But shall believe that those things which he saith, or that word saith again, shall come to pass. Like I said earlier, faith is in two places, your heart and your mouth. Believe with the heart, say with the mouth. He shall have whatsoever he saith. Notice, Mark 11:23 said the word believe one time, say three times. We need to say more than we are believing. We're not missing it in the believing part. We're usually missing it in the saying part. Mark 11:24 therefore I say unto you, notice that, there's the word you. Jesus doing the talking. What thing soever ye, notice how many times it says you or ye. Ye desire. What is your desire? When ye pray, believe that ye receive. See there, you got to believe that you receive. No one else can do your receiving for you. Oh, I like that. I'm going to say that again. No one can do your receiving for you. You got to do the receiving. Believe that you receive them, whatever you're praying about, whatever you're believing for, and ye shall have them. Look how many times it says you or ye. One, two, three, four, five times in that verse, you or ye is mentioned in Mark 11:24. Hebrews 11:6. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Notice it. But without faith, you have faith when you got born again. It is impossible to please him. The just shall live by faith. That's how we are to live, is by faith. There's no other way to live. And it takes faith to please God. God is a God of faith. I want to be like the centurion when he told Jesus, just speak the word and my servant will be healed. And Jesus marveled and said, I've not found so great faith. No, not in Israel. I want to make Jesus marvel. He said, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, that God is faithful, he's true, he's everything the word says he is, and that he is a rewarder. Notice that, rewarder. He's a liberal giver. He's a rewarder. He's a good God. He's a healer. Of them that diligently seek him. You need to diligently seek him. Like Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. God wants you to have things. Wants you to have material things. Now, prosperity is more than money, but money's a part of it. God wants you to have money and prosperity of the whole man in every area of life. 3 John 2, beloved, I wish or pray above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even if thy soul prospers. James 1:5-8. He says, if any of you lack, I'll just stop right there. What is it that you're lacking? Now, he says wisdom. But if you're lacking something else, and you do these verses, you'll get it as well. He said, if any of you lack wisdom, if you lack wisdom in a certain area, let him ask of God. So you'd have had your faith in God. You'd have put your trust in God. Notice this, that giveth, God is a giver, to all man liberally. God's a liberal giver. Who went about doing good, Acts 10:38 said, and upbraideth not, means he's not going to get on to you because you asked him for wisdom. You've asked him for help. The Bible says, and it shall be given him. It's going to be given to you. But notice this. You got to do more than just ask. We got to ask a certain way. Verse 6, but let him ask in faith. When you pray, pray in faith. Ask in faith. Nothing wavering. You're not going to waver. You're not going to get in unbelief. You're not going to be in faith one day and in unbelief the next and waver the next. For he that wavers is like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed, going all over the place. Notice verse 7. If you don't ask in faith, if you waver, the Bible says, for let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. When I hear people say that they pray and they didn't get an answer, or the prayer didn't get above the ceiling, then this is one reason. It's because they wavered and they didn't ask in faith. Verse 8 says, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Everyone who has faith will be healed without exception, because God no respecter of person. You need to wholly trust God in sickness and adversity. The Bible says this. This is Jeremiah chapter 17, verses 5 through 10. Cursed be the man that trusteth in man and maketh flesh his arm, and whose heart departeth from the Lord. He shall be like the heath in the desert. Blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord and whose hope the Lord is. He shall be a tree planted by the waters and shall not see when he cometh. But her leaf shall be green, shall have health, neither shall cease from yielding fruit. Beloved, your trust has to be in the Lord. Our trust is not in man. Our trust is in the Lord. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Make sure you trust in the Lord. Not only that, but with all your heart. Well, I'm Robert Shannon Fife. This is the Word of Faith broadcast. Tune in again next week for another teaching from the Word of God.